City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago and the Light in the Piazza. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast. This is show 118. I'm Peter Maverick.
And I'm Amy Matheny.
118.
Peter!
Hi.
Oh my God.
We're back.
What have we been doing this weekend? Where is my life?
It's this weird post-pride thing. Oh, you can't hear yourself?
You're unhooked? I can't hear myself.
How's that? Can you hear me now?
Tommy, can you hear me?
I plugged it in.
Tommy, can you see me?
Can you hear me now? It's very Verizon.
Yeah.
Okay, I want an iPhone so bad.
Wait,
I can't even stand
did
it.
Did I hear that you have to have AT&T to have an iPhone and there's some huge conglomeration that you will not work with any other?
Yes, it will only work with AT&T.
Do you have AT&T?
I do.
Oh,
I've had Singular for years. Yeah, I had Singular from in 1992 when it was called Cellular One.
See, I had AT&T for years, and when they merged with Singular here in town, and my service was for shit.
Really?
They don't give us money, so I can say that.
It was
awful.
Service.
I had so many dropped calls. I went
to
Verizon,
serious?
And I have never been happier. And Verizon, if you'd like to give me money.
Right.
I have never been happier than I am with Verizon, and my partner has Verizon, and all of my good friends have Verizon, so we all talk for free.
Yeah, I hear they have very good rates. And
they have
the
awesome
best coverage
rates, and they
the
have
Chicago
the best
area.
Coverage. And my girlfriend, you know, she travels a lot, or she did the first year and a half of our relationship. She was in Alaska. I never had a friend that was just in Hawaii for 3 weeks. Never have a dropped call with them. I can name on two hands, lost calls.
Wow.
Now, sometimes calls end on the other person's side, but on my side,
that's awesome.
Hardly ever. So I'm very upset because I was an AT&T person for 10 years. I mean,
oh, wow.
I had the
long
same
time.
I had the same cell phone. I literally bought myself out of my AT&T plan less than 2 years ago. That was how angry I was.
Oh, wow.
That my service
done with
sucked.
Well, I
was unforgiving because you know what? I was paying for a service that I wasn't getting and I couldn't stand it any longer.
Well, it's either that or a Crackberry. I might have to buy a Blackberry because I carry my laptop around with me religiously and now it's just a little too large. I mean, and it's a small laptop. So,
right.
So
but why would iPhone want to go just to AT&T? Don't you think it'll open up?
So here's the key.
He wants like a...
No. It's nothing
conspiracy,
more...
Conspiracy, isn't it?
No, it's nothing more than this. The technology for the voicemail on the iPhone requires a very broad network upgrade. AT&T/Singular agreed a long time ago to make this technology upgrade. So by doing this tech upgrade, they can offer the service first. Now, will they eventually offer it to the other networks? Yeah, sure. I think
so. You know,
I think it's
within
happen.
8 months.
No, not at all.
Or
not
a
at
year.
All. Not at all. I'm saying 3 to 5.
Oh, I bet you don't
need
less.
No.
But see, you thought I was going to have cicadas in my backyard and I don't have a one. So
and
I'm just
do.
Saying something.
I know my computer stuff better than I know my
I
bugs.
Know.
I have to tell you. I know my computer stuff better than entomology. But truly, they can't do it. The other networks do not have the technology in place yet.
Well,
they
I hope
even
you get one, and
them.
I hope it makes your life happy.
So
I don't
bad.
Even use my iPod very much. You know, I'm not a commuter, and you use it all the time. So I really, I wish that for you, Peter.
I watch The Big Love a lot on my iPod.
Do you?
I do.
I love The Big Love.
I love The Big Love.
I'm kind of in love right now with television. It's a bit sad that the weather's so beautiful, but I'm a bit...
No, it's okay.
I'm a bit...
Because late at night, you don't want to be outside.
No, I have a lot of bugs at my front door. Yeah. It kind of freaks me out.
But no cicadas? Mm.
I have no cicadas. Not That's one.
Wild. Can you hear them, though? You can
nope.
hear them.
I can't hear them.
I can hear them by where the where the rib place used to be. By the Carsons. I was just over there at the car wash.
I don't hear them.
Huh.
Or I'm unaware of it.
Maybe your dog has eaten them.
Excuse me, because I'm a southern person. I don't know. My dog's not outside at night by herself. Ever.
And she munched down on them. So what are you watching on the TV? I'm watching, you know, maybe this Hey Paula coming up.
You got to see the
Hey
Paula.
I DVR'd it. I haven't watched it yet. It's sort of a reality thing about Paula's life.
I'm so going to tell something on my girlfriend right now. I don't do this shit, but I'm telling you. We would watch like American Idol and she would turn to me and she would go, is it weird that I'm finding Paula Abdul a little attractive right now?
I think she's hot.
Okay.
I think she's really beautiful.
And Alexander Billings worked with her and tells the funniest story that I cannot tell, but because I just can't retell it. Nobody can tell it, but she agreed with Kelly this past weekend at our house. She was like, yeah. I get it, Kelly. It's okay. But she also thinks she's a troll, but she...
Well, I think she's Botoxed within an inch of her life and she doesn't really emote much. Yeah. But
I don't get it. I don't see her as attractive, but yeah. So you're watching The Big Love.
I'm watching The Big Love because I can't wait for the lesbian storyline to come out. And we were just talking about this earlier. Yeah. And I have to reiterate. So if anybody remembers from season one of Big Love, when the two plural couples, because we're not supposed to say polygamous, when the plural couples were all playing cards with each other, they were
Bill
playing
Paxton
bridge or something.
And his business partner and all his wives.
He has three. Bill has three. He's supposed to have a fourth, but I don't know where she is yet. I think he said he had
more than three, but no, I guess.
Oh, maybe not. Well, the other day they were all over at Marge's.
Right.
No, not Marge. Marge is the youngest one. Margene is the youngest one. The oldest.
Barbara.
Boss lady's house. They were all over at Boss lady's house, all the plural wives and her. And they were talking about how they had just been outed because, you know, season one left them outed. They were outed. She was in a plural marriage, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, there was this billboard that said, you know, home plus,
and plus,
us, and us, plus us, plus us, plus us. So all this stuff was going down. So all this drama is surrounding all of them and they're talking. And the two wives who were playing footsie during the bridge.
You saw that. I remember it, but not as much as you did. Like it didn't hit my receptors pungent way. Like
my
it did
gaydar
you.
Antenna, bing, 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 going off. So she was like, you mean like in the closet?
That's what she said this past week.
Yes. Like in the closet. Cause they were talking about, you know, hiding it. And then, Barb wants to reconcile with her sister and she's like, blah, blah, blah. And so she was in the closet. And another thing,
bing, bing, bing,
that made my gaydar go off. So I think they're slowly slipping little plots.
Maybe I could pitch the logo. Jesus. It's Big Love, but gay. I want to have many wives. Sorry, Kelly. Wouldn't that be good if you could just have many? Well, you probably don't want to have many husbands.
Well, but a lot of gay men already have many husbands. They're in a committed thing and they have.
There's a lot of polyamory in the gay men's community, I think.
But we're not getting anybody pregnant, so it's okay.
Yeah, but they're in. Well, I'm not getting anybody pregnant either. But
yeah, that's what I mean. In the homosexual community, we sleep around a lot.
But you know what?
Even
I don't
in committed
know.
Couples.
But can I say I don't know any? And I've been interviewing people. And if somebody out there knows somebody or knows where to find somebody, it's kind of like finding the Amish when you're driving through Pennsylvania. Right. You know where the road maps are.
There's the buggy sign.
I've never met any fully women, like meaning all lesbian, polyamorous couples, trios, foursomes, threesomes, polyamory lovers.
Yeah.
I have definitely known all gay men and I have interviewed them before. And I also have known two women and a man.
Yeah.
In many arrangements where either the women don't sleep with each other, but the man has a wife or primary girlfriend, and then there's a mistress. But I have never ever known it to be all women, and maybe I should just be the pioneer of that.
I know lesbians.
Maybe
who
Kelly
play.
Would be open to that. Yeah, but that's not the same thing. I mean, these are obviously relationships. Like I know people who say, you know, Peter and John are in a primary relationship, but there is a third person in their relationship. Like it is a one person.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not like
but
just bringing somebody home. That shit happens all the time.
Honey, that's just
called good maintenance in
I've
most
known,
gay marriages.
I've known three gay triads and they've all busted up horribly because inevitably the two of them decide, okay, we don't want that one. And they cut him out.
Yeah, I've just never even heard it happening for...
Not for the women's, you're right. I haven't heard
really
it for the women's
It's really an interesting
folk.
Thing, but I think it would be interesting. Now, if it happens, I would like to bring one of the characters from Bad Girls on the BBC into my relationship. And I don't think Kelly would care.
You need some British kitty.
She's actually Scottish. Helen Stewart. I like her name. I'm watching The Bad Girls.
You can never let her cook because Scottish food sucks. Sorry,
I don't
Scots.
Need her to cook. She can heat warm me up, but I do not need her to cook. You know, I am so into the Bad Girls. I cannot even tell you. And this week,
get into it.
Well, you're not a lesbian and you're not really into it in the way I am. But if ladies, if you are not watching on Logo or the BBC America Bad Girls, and I don't even know if the DVDs, I have saved them all on my TiVo. It literally says Bad Girls 23. I have 23 of them saved on my TiVo. And Kelly's like, maybe we should just buy the DVDs. But I think that only season one is released that's not British. And I don't know if that'll work on my DVD player.
It's not region one?
Yeah, I don't think
so.
You need to find out if it's... Yeah, they've only released season one out of 8 seasons.
Yeah, your regionality isn't going to be your concern. It's going to be PAL versus NTSC. That's what you're going to have to worry about.
Well, maybe you can come over and do some voodoo on my system.
I don't know none about TiVo.
No, not on a TiVo. Oh. Just like if I bought the DVDs. How do I get them to play in an American DVD player?
Let's convert PAL to NTSC.
All right, well, we won't.
I need to look this up. I haven't looked it up.
Find me some trick and magic. But you know what? But what my I have two things to talk about, letter and the television, and then I'll move on subjects, but they're all relevant.
Is one of them about Oprah?
No.
Yay, I'm proud of you. Go ahead.
No, she's on hiatus, so I got nothing new for Oprah.
She's on hiatus.
And all the people at Harpo are saying, free at last, because they finally get like 3 months off. They all work so damn hard. My guilty pleasure of the summer, and I love it more than American Idol, is So You Think You Can Dance. I love it. I love their bodies. I love to watch them dance. It is amazing. I love that we are bringing various forms of dance to America, like ballroom dancing and hip hop, which I don't really, you know a ton about, jazz, lyrical, contemporary. I mean, it's just, I love it so much. And I love dance. So maybe it's just me, and maybe it's just because I love dance so much. But it is the number 2 rated show on television. And if you're not watching it, you should, because there are some absolutely, the dance levels have just astronomically leapt from last year. So there are some beautiful bodies of men and women, and they are doing the most amazing dancing. So that's my guilty pleasure. But my guilty pleasure of the weekend, it wasn't even pleasure, I don't know what it was, I TiVo'd all 6 hours of the concert for Diana that Harry and William did for their mother at Wembley Stadium. That was live. VH1 and MTV HD were airing it. And I just have to say that I am one of those people that am truly obsessed, moved. The entire chronicle of Princess Diana, Princess of Wales life, I have been obsessed with since I was a child. I have, when she was married, I made a scrapbook, which I still have at my home. When I was a little girl, my mom woke me up, you know? And so for me, she was somebody I watched and I revered. I remember where I was the exact moment she died. I literally, I didn't sleep for probably 2 days after she died. I just couldn't stop watching the coverage of it. It impacted me so, so much. And to watch this concert this weekend and to see William and Harry and what they did, and there were some really interesting performances. And all in all, I think they really pulled it off, because it was 6 hours of major, huge stars. Everybody from actors who read things, from Keith Sutherland to Dennis Hopper to Sienna Miller to...
Was your girlfriend there?
Beckham. Who was my girlfriend?
Who's the Brit we talk about all the time? Helen Mirren.
Oh, Helen Mirren was not there. But you know, you had Kanye West there, and you had P. Diddy, and you had Nelly Furtado, and you had the English National Ballet that did almost the whole... they did the big final number from Swan Lake, which just broadcast that to 500 million people that never probably seen ballet. Yeah. They had a whole thing of Andrew Lloyd Webber, where they had Sarah Brightman and Josh Groban and Donny Osmond and about 3 other Josephs singing Joseph. They had Anastasia sing the opening number from Jesus Christ Superstar with an enormous black choir in England. I mean, it was so diverse. It was classical and musical theater and rap and pop. They had Fergie and
Stacey Ferguson.
Yeah. And they had it was just a huge thing, where each artist only had about 7 to 8 minutes total.
It was a cause for something.
It was literally on the anniversary of her birthday. This is the 10th year of her death. If you can believe it, it's been 10 years since Princess Di's been dead.
Where did the money for the tickets go?
The money for the tickets went to three foundations. Okay. One was the foundation that she started, which actually about mm-hmm. Face Youth Theater was one of the first mm-hmm. people to ever get awarded a grant from the Diana Princess of Wales Memorial Fund. So they fund a lot of youth and arts mm-hmm. and I guess what you would call, what do you call it, like high risk or in danger, I guess mm-hmm. they would kind of call youth. And so About Face Youth Theater got one of those for gay and lesbian youth. For 3 years, we got that grant. It also is going to a charity each that William and Harry are involved with.
Oh,
both
awesome.
Are children organizations. And, you know, and Harry, Harry's been said is that he would love to just go live in Africa and do service mm-hmm. work. That's really what he wants to do. So there's just a real legacy of service and philanthropy and giving back. And it just made them so real. You know, what people don't remember is that at Live Aid, Diana and Charles showed up, and that was such an enormous, I mean, mm-hmm. Live Aid was an enormous thing for me. Yeah. I don't know if you even remember it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was young. I was like 10, 11. But Live Aid was such an enormous thing, and they showed up. Mm. And it was really the first time that kind of the manacle and the starch of the monarchy kind of fell aside, and they were like, they're human beings. They're showing up at a rock concert. Like, that had just never, ever, ever happened. Mm-hmm. And so to see the sons in their 20s, you know, doing that and putting, you know, having a real concept of what are great musical acts, because they really actually produced a lot of this concert. I mean, they handled everything from what images of their mother were used and
wow.
And
I mean, bigger than that, but for the monarchy, who is traditionally, like you said, so stiff-collared, to embrace popular culture, which
entirely.
Is traditionally something that upper crust of the UK tends to shy away from. I mean, that was, if you, to draw a strangely unique parallel, Gosford Park,
right,
where they were all talking about, oh, well, no one will ever see that movie, or no one will ever or be that. And now to see the monarchy embracing that, that's just a wonderful message. That's
well, and it is
thing.
Because they still had the things like Andrew Lloyd Webber mm-hmm. and the English National Ballet. And they had some of the older British artists. I can't remember his name, but God, he's written so many songs. He wrote, you know, Life Could Be, and Life Was So Logical.
I don't remember, but
he's a really big guy. He had like 3 or 4 songs. Every song he sang,
was
like
Robbie
I
Williams
do.
There?
I don't. Robbie wasn't Williams. I didn't see him.
Oh.
I fast forward through some stuff, you know,
like
my
Robbie
TiVo,
Williams.
But I didn't see him, which is unusual. Beckham was there because he's getting ready, you know, to come to the States.
The Spice Girls are coming. Oh my God, that just reminds me. The Spice Girls are coming back for a reunion tour. It's not going to be here. I have to go to New York to see it.
Wow.
I just have to say
that was an explosion.
It was. I'm so excited. I can't
God,
wait.
Do we have a towel?
It's going to be me, gay men, and 12-year-old girls.
That's fun.
I don't even, wait a minute. They're not going to be 12. They're going to be like 18 now because.
I might go to that with you just to see
Oh
it.
My God. Just to see Spice Girls?
I yeah.
can't. Good.
Victoria Beckham. She's stunning.
Oh, fuck that skinny bitch. Scary, who just had the baby. I mean,
and we know who your baby daddy is.
Right.
And then you got Jerry.
Yes, Jerry and Baby Spice, who has done, Emma Bunton, who has done just a wonderful, wonderful thing with her career. She's doing wonderfully.
Yeah.
She's got a couple of lovely albums.
And then the Dykey Spice. What was her name? Sporty Spice?
That's, oh yeah. Well, she did a lot of remixes.
Yeah.
She did this weird song called I Turn to You.
You know all this shit. Well,
this
anyhow.
My girls. I party with them way back.
While I was having my mantra and my wall yeah. of reverie.
Before they were making babies, they were smoking.
There you go.
So.
There you go. To crack cocaine.
No. It was a little weed and a little whiskey. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Good times.
Well, so there you go. That was your segue to the Spice Girls. But that's what I watched. I watched
sorry,
the concert.
I was like,
but no. That's fabulous.
It just
I love
hit me.
That.
I forgot that I saw
it was
that.
The announcement this week that
yeah.
they were this weekend that they were going
yeah.
to go back on tour.
I'm so
they've been buzzing about it, but now that they're in the States, they totally should.
Well, they've all dropped their kids, so they're ready. You know,
yeah.
they got the babies and the nannies and
the next decade.
Yeah,
what will they do?
Sure.
You know, and actually they were back when they were popular, it was one of the first things that I can't remember which one of the boys, you know, they did a private concert. They were taken by Prince Charles to a Spice Girls
I think it was
concert.
William.
Yeah.
William really wanted to see them.
Anyhow, the boys are handsome. Do you have one that you think's cuter than the other?
The older one.
You like the William?
Mm-hmm.
Little Harry's cute. The little redhead.
Mm-mm.
He's gotten cute.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, William looks just like his mama.
Well, his girlfriend and him just broke up, so he's the single one now.
And I'm going to be over there, Willie, baby.
Yeah.
Do you need some consoling?
Hey, speaking of decades past, I have to say that, well, I don't know if I'll talk about this in the next podcast because we may record it before I go, but I am going to see the Police this week at Wrigley Field.
That's
it will
right.
be a monumental freaking concert.
What day of the week is that happening?
It's two nights. It's 2 days. It's the 5th and the 6th. So,
oh, good.
I am going to the 6th.
Lord, I'm not going to be. It's going to be rainy, and I'm not going to be able to get on the train because it's going to be so busy. I'm going to have to take some taxi.
It's going to be rainy.
Isn't it going to be rainy? Were they saying if it doesn't rain on the 4th of July, it's raining on the 5th or the 6th of July?
Well,
or
I hope
like
it rains
that.
On the 5th and not the 6th, which is when I'm going. Although I'll be in.
Oh, that neighborhood is just going to be a mess. You be careful.
Oh, my God. I am so excited,
yeah.
though. It is one of my bands to my bands on my list. I'm getting close to where there's nobody else I have to see before I die.
Really?
And that's really kind of sad because then you just die.
Ima Sumac, you got to see her.
I don't know who that is.
All the gay men in the background were like, yeah, you got to see her.
I don't know who that is. But I'm so excited to see Sting because he is one of those men I would screw.
You know, every time I watch Dune,
yep.
I forget how handsome he was.
Oh, was? He not, is so hot, Peter
so
Maverick.
Much.
And he's a yogi.
He's a yogi. Yes,
his body can go into tantric positions of lust and love. And this lesbian would like to let him take me there.
I think he was handsome. He's handsome by the 80s standards. I don't think he's handsome by today's standards.
Oh, you're got to be kidding.
No, I don't. I don't find him at all attractive now.
Harrison Ford, you find attractive still?
I think he's yummy. And I
no,
can't.
He's
oh, my God.
Not
another
still.
News announcement. They're filming the new Indiana Jones. It's happening.
I know they
Number
are.
Number four. It's coming. I can't. In 2008,
with
2009.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Who's cute.
He's a good little actor.
He's cute.
Yep.
But I haven't seen the Transformers movie yet. So
no. But Shia is in it. They've already started filming it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But see, I do not find Harrison Ford has lost his luster to me because I don't
really?
Think he looks as fit and he doesn't look as, maybe he's getting fit for this Indiana Jones, but Sting is a specimen of a human being who happens to be male.
For me, it's not from the neck down. It's from the neck up.
And you don't think that from the neck up that Sting is like
no.
absolutely in... Oh, he's a brilliant songwriter.
He's a poet.
He loves the R&B and the jazz.
I got you there. I'm with you there. I just don't find... I'm not attracted to him.
And what about Harrison Ford above the head? Are you remotely attracted to him? He's married to Calista Flockhart.
I know. That's kind of hot.
Oh, good God. Oh, my God.
I used to fancy myself a waif like Calista.
Well, but what do either one of them do or think or feel? I have no clue.
Harrison Ford does it for me. He just does it for me.
He's a carpenter. That's what it is. He's probably
carpenter.
Good with his hands. He is a carpenter. That's how he started.
He's a handsome man.
He was going to give up acting. He was a carpenter when
he was carpenting. I heard you almost do that.
He was carpenting one day, and then he got Star Wars. That was literally what changed his career, because he was getting ready to leave, because he was over the hill by the time he got Star Wars.
He was. He's way over the hill now, but I still think he's sexy.
He's that skinny girl.
You call him
Dr. Calista,
Jones.
But I just don't. I don't know. I don't know how in the world you can say Harrison Ford is hotter than Sting, but you just said it, so there you go. That's how
I'm
you do
sorry.
It.
Sorry.
Please, people, email us and agree with me. Put a comment on
this show and tell me that you
think Sting is hotter than Harrison Ford. Now, Harrison Ford back when he was...
So do you think David Bowie is hot? Did you ever think David Bowie was hot?
Oh, yeah.
No, oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
I think David Bowie is hot because
Bono's
I just think he's cool.
Too.
No, I don't think Bono doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
I think Bono is cool and I think he is... I think Bono is hot because I think... His principles and
his
spiritual
politics.
And his politics.
Okay.
And I think he's hot for that reason. I don't find him physically hot. I don't find Bowie physically hot, but I found him very striking, very provocative, and probably very sexual in the same way I find Prince sexual and cool and hot. David Bowie to me, you know, Prince kind of, to me, stole some things from like the Bowie era.
So many people say that.
And I really see that. And the whole Ziggy Stardust. I mean, I just think Bowie was a very, very cool ahead of his time artist. You know, in the way that John Lennon, I mean, they're just some artists that are just sexy just because of their innate essence is just so sexy. But Sting is just, I mean, his body. Oh, my God. Have you seen any of the pictures like Andy Leibowitz has taken of him? Oh, my God. He is.
It's cool. It makes me want to do
yoga. And he can play guitar.
So
if this lesbian, his hands and his fingers are probably amazing.
My God.
Too much information.
She just went there.
I did.
I'm feeling uncomfortable. No.
And like, did I say that he's a yogi?
Yes.
He is a yogi, and he is a
he can probably
tantric sex.
Toot his own horn, literally.
Of course he can. Why else would he?
Why else would he be a yogi?
Why else would you be a yogi?
Shame on you, Amy Matheny.
I'm serious. I have no idea. So have you been, speaking of bodies and all that, have you been getting to the beach at all, or is your bike really, you're in motion this summer as opposed to lying on the beach?
I'm in motion.
Because you look really tan. You look really good. Like you're getting really fit. But I've kind of been... I'm really, you know, I love the beach. So even if I can get there for like an hour, I just need to like lie and read a book. It's not really about tanning for me. It's definitely not about socializing. It's just, I love to hear the water and be on sand. And
I don't, I've always had this love hate with the Chicago beaches. I love being near the lakefront, but I like being near the lakefront when there's nobody else around. It's kind of
for
me
up to my beach. Just north of Hollywood. On Edgewater Beach.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
I love that.
But me and the water, we have this relationship where I either need to see the sun coming up or I need to see the sun going down.
Oh, really?
I don't like being out there at high noon because I think it's one of the most stuffiest places. It's the most humid place in Chicago to be on the beach during a Chicago summer day.
God, the weather's been so gorgeous right now.
It's
just been perfect on the beach. I don't even sweat. I don't even want to get in the water. Just to hear it is enough.
But for me, my new truck is, you know, sort of putting that 10 miles under my belt to get myself out to Devon and Caldwell so I can get in the Forest Preserve.
Yeah. It's beautiful
out there. It's just...
That's up near my neck of the woods, too.
It's so stunning how gorgeous it is. And there are all these plains and these conservation areas where, you know... I know the cicadas are still here because there's that third cicada sound you hear when there are so many that all you can hear is the echoes. You can't hear the cicadas anymore. You can just hear this echo ringing thing.
Yep, yep.
And it's this high keening sound and it's so beautiful.
Well, they're all in there. I mean, good God.
It's gorgeous. It's really hot in there. And then you come out into the sun. And it's weird because when you go out into the sun, you're like, oh, it's cooler because there's a breeze. And then you go back in the hot woods and you come out and you go back in and it's... So yeah, for me, it's just everything in motion, 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 motion.
Yeah.
And I like seeing the city from the streets because remember, I don't have a car. So walking on the sidewalk or taking public transportation is way different than bike riding because you're actually stopping at intersections and looking. So it's really, I'm just not a big fan of the beach.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And I'm, you know, New York made me real body conscious.
Oh,
and
really?
I have to let go of that. Mm. And when I go to the beach, I get body conscious. Not that I'm not whatever, but it just makes me, the beach makes me body conscious. So I have to fight that. I have to get that out of my head. So I'm working on that. But New York.
You look very good.
Well, thank you. But in New York, everyone has pectoral muscles the size of grapefruits.
Well, they probably buy them, don't you think?
Wherever they get them from, they've got them.
Well, they bought them.
I don't have those.
Breast implants.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, but it's so different because I think in the Chicago scene, we all look very Midwestern.
Yeah.
But in New York, oh no. Mm-mm. And forget about Miami. I love you, Miami. Miami, you're a gorgeous city, but all the boys have like arms and pecs and I don't know where they get it from. I don't know how they do that. I can't be in the gym that much.
Yeah.
I like riding my bike.
Well, I'm glad you're riding your bike. I like lying on the beach and doing nothing. So that's good for
me. I'm not a doing nothing person though. You know me. You know,
no,
I've always got like even when I'm watching the TV, I'm knitting.
Yeah.
Even in the summertime, I am, I promise.
Or baking.
Or something. So I'm not a just lay there and relax. In Chicago.
It's hard for me to do though. And I really love that I've tapped into that a little more this summer of just
going,
you know what? I got an hour and a half. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to take a break from work. Cause sometimes I can work late at night.
Yeah.
And so it's not like I have to clock in at 9 to 5
right.
and go to the beach and just be there, read a book. I'm reading a really great book right now called, I'm probably going to finish it. The next day, called Eat, Pray, Love.
Ooh.
It's a nonfiction of a woman who took a year off after her divorce and she went and spent 4 months in Italy and did nothing but eat and learn Italian.
Fabulous.
She spent 4 months in India in an ashram and did nothing but meditate and learn to pray. And then where I am right now is that she's in Indonesia learning all about the art of love from the Indonesian women and in Bali. And it's a true story and it's been a huge, big bestseller. And it's a beautiful, beautiful book that now they're making into a movie with Julia Roberts, I heard, which makes me not want to see it. But
would that I could let go of all my personal possessions to do something like that.
Well, you know what? She just did. She was a writer, wow. And she got divorced. And after her divorce, when they settled the house and sold their house, she just took a year off and she hit rock bottom. And that's what she did. She wrote this huge book, and she has made tons of money off this book.
Good for her.
So, yeah.
So she can do it again and write another book.
But it's really, really fascinating. It's really...
Wow. I got to the theater.
It reminded me of you. Really? I was trying to think of who in my life do I think that could really do this. Not the story. Like, actually, interestingly enough, the story reminds me a lot of me. It's about getting really so involved in other people and work and other things that you kind of lose the sense of yourself and what are the things that make you move and tick. And that may be another reason that I left for Pride, that question. But I you know, I thought, well, who loves and assimilates and, you know, different cultures and languages and all that kind of stuff? And I thought, well, Peter, maybe
Thank
Peter.
Thank you. Mwah.
That was a thought.
But I can do it all from the comforts of Chicago. So.
You can speak many languages.
勉強しましたよ.
Yep.
So yeah.
And good you stuff. Are going to be heading off to
the merry old merry
jolly
UK.
Old England. Yeah. There's a huge exhibit for Princess Di in her old residence.
Can I tell you a secret?
You don't want to.
I can't watch Princess Di stuff because I cry and I just see
that's the me. I cried all weekend.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't do it. It's like 9/11 stuff. I can't go near it. Ugh. It hurts so much. I can't.
Mm. Okay. Well, then don't go see it because these are all like the most, they're like the most of photographs, not the tragedy, but just of her life and everything.
When I saw Jackie O's dress when it was traveling, I lost it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that's the dress. And I wasn't even alive when he was around. So yeah.
You're so delicate.
It's about weird about
I
things
love
like
you.
That.
I love that about you. I love that your heart is that deep,
it's
Peter
just,
Maverick.
I'm a little sensitive. So we're not quite sure, folks, who's going to be on the show today. So I'm just prefacing that right now. And Amy's like, don't say that, but I'm saying that anyway. So we're gonna do this. It may just be us, or we may have a guest. We don't know. We're trying to work something out. So
we've talked a lot.
Yeah, we've talked a lot.
This is all you get. This is all you get.
Yeah. So we're
offering
gonna
have
you
news.
Choices, but you're gonna have news, and I believe Jerry is gonna hang out with us a little bit. I think perhaps on the show.
Yeah.
So we've got some stuff for you. So we may have a guest for you. If we do, it'll be fabulous, as all our guests.
And
are
next
fabulous.
Week is about the essence of us.
Yes. Get ready. Get ready for you know, as soon as you said that, all I saw was that Jeffrey. Boomerang. Mm-mm. Remember them? Oh, it's a great movie with Grace Jones. It's an Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Eartha Kitt. But you said the essence of us, and she whips off her panties and goes, this is the smell of sex. This is the essence of sex. So that's all I could see in my mind was Grace Jones stuffing panties
now
in Eddie Murphy's
scary.
Face. All
Speaking
of, a sudden.
Of David Bowie earlier, right? Grace Jones in the same it's show. Like, wow, this is a really trippy flashback.
All over the place.
People in their 30s or 40s.
Princess Di, the Spice Girls, you know, Bowie. A little bit of this, a little
Sting,
bit of that.
Harrison Sting, Ford. Something. Wow. Have we name dropped enough? Let's just scrape them all off the floor.
No, there's someone we're missing. Mary Queen of Scots. No,
okay, that's good. I liked her. She was a bitch.
And the Queen Mum.
She was a bitch. That Mary Queen of Scots.
She was good.
She was good.
Are you watching The Tudors? No? Did you watch? Did you? Oh.
Naked Butts.
Pity. Pity. Good Naked Butts. Tan Naked Butts. How are they tan? Okay, we're done. So stick with
us.
We're
digressing.
We've got some more show for you in some way, shape, or form after this.
The overture begins. The music swells. You're swept away to the Piazza Michelangelo to discover the light in the piazza. Broadway's most romantic new musical in years and the winner of 6 2005 Tony Awards. As if by fate, a sudden gust of wind blows the hat from a beautiful young woman into the grasp of a handsome young Italian, and it begins. The passion, the romance, Broadway's ultimate love story, The Light in the Piazza. Critics have hailed it a must-see, a consummate work of beauty, with the most romantic score of any Broadway musical since West Side Story. It won the critics. It won the Tonys. Now let it win your heart. The Light in the Piazza.
This romantic new musical is coming to the Auditorium Theater July 10th through July 22nd. For tickets, call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Perhaps fashion's greatest mystery. What makes a big, strong man say, I think I need a new fur coat?
I don't know.
The very height of political incorrectness. Nothing says, I could give a rat's rear end like a man in a floor-length chinchilla.
I'm taking no prisoners.
A look that's half street pimp, half Aunt Esther, and full-on fur-tastic. Sure, it's gauche, but you don't spend more on your coat than your car, not to be noticed.
But look at me.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer, because it takes a real man to wear a lady's coat.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of July 2nd, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Hey, pigs! The love goddess Judy Tenuta comes to Chicago one night only, July 28th at the Lakeshore Theater, 3175 North Broadway. Buy your tickets now, folks, for either the 7 p.m. or 9:30 p.m. show, July 28th. The love goddess will delight, play accordion, and make you a slave to her world. For tickets to Judy Tenuta, call 773-472-3492 or visit lakeshoretheater.com.
Looking Glass Alice is now playing at its home at the Looking Glass Theater Company in the Water Tower Waterworks after an East Coast tour. Adapted by David Catlin from Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, Looking Glass Alice is an acrobatic and dizzyingly playful show for all ages. Variety called it extraordinary. For tickets, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
Now on stage at Victory Gardens Biograph is acclaimed lesbian playwright Claudia Allen's I Sailed with Magellan, adapted from Chicago author Stuart Dybbuk's provocative novel. Breathe deep, look and listen as Allen transforms from page to stage Dybbuk's memories of Chicago's back streets circa 1950. Passionate, poetic, profane, and powerful. For tickets to I Sailed with Magellan, call 773-871-3000 or visit victorygardens.org.
Northwestern University presents New Musical Theater at its Summer Music Theater Festival with Perfect Relationship, A Salute to Comden and Green, running July 6th through 29th. The festival's featured musical will be In the Bubble, opening July 27th, directed by Michael Greif, director of Rent. Tickets start at $25. Call 847-491-7282 or visit tic.northwestern.edu.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com. And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
In Washington State, the badly decomposed body of openly gay radio talk show host Mike Webb was found in a Seattle home. Local police and fire officials had searched for Webb since May. Finally, a landlord inspected Webb's residence and found his body in the basement. Webb was a host on the nation's first GLBT online radio network, GayBC.
Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards and his wife have different opinions when it comes to same-sex marriage. Last week, Elizabeth Edwards expressed her support of marriage, while John, on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, said, "I'm very strong about ending discrimination against gay and lesbian couples, but I'm not quite where Elizabeth is yet regarding same-sex marriage."
For the first time in a CNN poll about the subject, most respondents believe that a person's sexual orientation cannot change. 56% of over 500 people said that their sexual orientation cannot be altered. 6 years ago, 45% believed it. Also, 42% of those questioned believe that homosexuality is affected by environment, while 39% that it said that is genetic.
In Ohio, GOP leaders will support log cabin Republican Bill Brownson's bid for the City Council of Columbus. Brownson, who is the first out candidate to receive the backing of the county's Republican committee, has had to weather charges of betrayal because the log cabin Republicans, among other things, decided to not support George W. Bush during his last run for president.
In Delaware, the British company QSoft Consulting Limited has filed a lawsuit against TD Tong Limited, claiming to own the term Gaydar.
Own it?
Own it. The 10-year-old QSoft claims to have registered internet domain names with Gaydar back in 1999 and registered Gaydar as a trademark in the European community in 2003.
Almost 50 gay men in Los Angeles, Chicago, San Diego, and New York City have been discovered as carriers of neurosyphilis, a potentially dangerous form of syphilis. This rare strain of syphilis can develop within a year of initial infection and can cause blindness or strokes. The CDC has said that gay and bisexual men have been the main reason for a nationwide increase of syphilis.
Former CBS News producer Richard Jefferson has filed a discrimination-based lawsuit against the company, saying that the network fired him for speaking about the slow response to a gay bashing attack he suffered in the West Indies Isle of St. Martin. Jefferson, who was earning $225,000 a year at CBS, wants up to $50 million in damages for what he says is the network's, quote, deeply rooted bias against homosexuals.
The number of gay straight alliances that has registered with the Gay Lesbian Straight Education Network, GLSEN, has passed 3,500.
Yay.
There is at least one such alliance from each state, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. The top states for registrations are California, New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and our very own Illinois.
Prison Break star Wentworth Miller has allegedly been dating another man for the past 6 months.
Oh, he's so pretty.
That's the shaved-headed one, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the pretty
blue eyes. They're both shaved-headed, but yeah, he's the pretty one.
I guess they're in prison. Miller has supposedly been seeing Luke McFarlane, who was on the TV show Brothers and Sisters, a source told Perez Hilton. Miller has denied being gay.
Tell. Republican pundit Ann Coulter, Coulter, has weighed in on the latest controversy involving Rosie O'Donnell. Here she goes, folks.
Oh, boy.
After the former co-host of The View posted a picture of her four-year-old daughter outfitted in fatigues and ammunition on her website, Coulter commented that, quote, no one should have guns except my bodyguards, and that the photo set back gay adoption by about 20 years.
Oh, somebody bury her in a landfill, please. And that's your Windy City Queercast News.
Hi, this is Candace Kane, and I'd like to say gorgeous, and thanks a lot for listening to Windy City Queercast.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.